Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ravi Shastri, head coach of the Indian cricket team, is here to attend the press conference. Please raise your hand before asking the question. And if you wish to ask again, you must raise your hand again. Yes, Sidney.
After all the backlash, how happy are you with all the batsmen fighting for and getting home now instead of making a statement?
Was there a backlash at home? Because we don't read, you know, what's written back home. But yes, disappointed. Because we ran England close in the first test match. We were blown away at Lord's. So we needed to prove a point. And all I asked the boys was to give me some accountability. And they were simply magnificent. In all three departments of the game. As a head coach, I can't ask for more. I'm just proud of the guys. The way they stood up, came out here, competed and played. Very little practice, mental rest.
So, what was your message to the players?
Clear your heads and show me some accountability.
Yes.
Ravi, when things start happening your way, how does the atmosphere change in the dressing room? Do you get the positive vibes? When did you start feeling them?
See, we've won just a test match. There's still a series to be played. The bottom line with this team, like I said before the start of the test match, is there's not a negative bone in the body because they believe they can win anywhere in the world. The endeavour of this team is to be the best travelling team in the world. And I believe we're almost there. India, we know what we can do in India, especially if we play in conditions that suit us, very few teams will have a sniff. But to go to South Africa, to go to England, to go to Australia and try and win their test matches there. That is the endeavour of this cricket team and they have it in them.
Okay. Before the match, you said that the batsmen have to bat for as long as they can because any time you would ball can come back for a team first. In that sense, would you say, given where the series is, this is a sort of turning point for the batsmen, just the batsmen?
Get ugly, look dirty, show some grit and determination. That's what he meant, and that's what you saw.
Sumita.
Coach, congratulations. You've been in cricket for 35 years. How big a victory is this for you?
In the 4 years I've been doing this job, I think if you look at a clinical performance overseas, I think this has to be the best because South Africa was gutsy. You know, that was a nasty track. You won in Johannesburg, but this was clinical. You know, when you look at all three departments, you know, they stood up as a batting unit, as a catching unit in the field, and as a bowling unit. So you can't ask for anything more.
You always have a sense of history, and like Don Bradman's team is the only team to have won from 2-0 down to 3-2 in 36-37. Is that something that you are going to tell the boys? There's a huge element of history here.
36-37, I wasn't even born, man. Why are you reminding me of 36-37? You know, one match at a time, we live in the present, okay? One game at a time. This Nottingham is over. There's a break and we move to Southampton and start afresh. Take a fresh guard.
Yeah.
2018.
So, before the test match, all the English stoppers were stoked. And they should have the toss to put India into bat as well. Do you think they thought they could blow the batsmen away or was the fear of their own batting over batting first?
I can see where England came from because India had, you know, been dismissed so cheaply at Lord's. So, you know, they must have thought that why not get a crack at India early doors. And if we can rattle them early, maybe bowl them out on day one, you might have the advantage. But, you know, then again, our boys showed a lot of character, you know, withstood that test and came out with flying colours.
You would have batted?
We would have batted, yeah.
Talking about this team, do you think that this is the best pace attack India has ever had over the years?
By a mile. By a mile. No team comes even close.
Because you've got 60 wickets in South Africa and here you've got 40 wickets. So is it the, can you call it the all-time best pace attack overseas?
Easy. Easily.
And do you see any role of Bharat Tarun in that?
Massive. I mean, he's been in the coaching system for 20 years. He's not a fly-by-night operator. He's done the yards.
You ask your batsmen to be more comfortable. Could you expand on how you want them to apply themselves?
Mental discipline. You know, get tough mentally. You know, you're going to look ugly. You'll have to leave a lot of balls. There's no shortcut. You have to grind the opposition down. You know, when an opposition has Broad, Anderson, you know, got close to 1,000 wickets between them, playing in their conditions. There's no shortcut. I don't care who the batsman you are. You know, you've got to tell yourself, if I need 100, I have to bat 5 hours. I'm not going to get it. 5-6 hours if I have to get 100. So you challenge yourself to bat those 5-6 hours, not 1 or 2 hours.
Four more questions. Yes.
Can you just say a word about Jasprit Bumrah? He has bowled all series, and here he is bowling marathon style, 29 overs in an innings, you know, on the back of, you know, no match preparation. Quite a remarkable performance.
Now you know why we missed it. You know, if he's different. He's like when a Malinga came on the scene, or, you know, someone like a, even like a Mitchell Johnson, you know, with a side arm, quick left hand. And he can surprise you. And, you know, he's, people thought he was just a one-day bowler. We picked him in the squad to South Africa, you know, and surprised a lot of people by playing him. And you can see he's a quick learner. And you're right, he hadn't played, he surprised us as well. With that long spell, 30 overs almost in the game, for someone who's not played for almost a month and a half, commendable.
Yep. Are you a believer of momentum? And if it is, then do you think that going into the next last 2 tests, India will have the upper hand over the
game? They'll be thinking positively, but they're not going to take this there. This is over. You, like I said, you start afresh, you know, take one day at a time and execute your plans, you know, to the best of your ability. If you can do that, you will always compete.
Yes, Kim.
Your fast bowlers, given the kind of the depth you have, are you thinking of making it a tweak just over the last few tests just to keep everyone as fresh as possible? Or?
We've got a break now. We'll go and see what the conditions offer us in Southampton. And then accordingly decide. You know, it's a good place to be in. You know, when you have bench strength, you know, of that kind, where you can, you know, you can shuffle your bowlers around if need be. You know, it's a good place to be in.
Is Burnley in a position to be picked for the last 2 tests?
I have not had a word with the selectors, but I think they will be picking the side today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sir, now this is talking about the sleep.
Can't see you. Can you stand on the chair? Or something?
Talking about the sleep catching, that is what that stands out in this match. Obviously, Indian players in the sleep was outstanding.
Mm.
That's what made the difference in the both sides, the
catching. I mean, if you have fast bowlers in your lineup, you've got to help them by taking catches. I thought we were brilliant. Rahul was outstanding. I mean, is, you know, when you see someone, you know, catching like that, it makes a huge difference. You know, it keeps you for a shorter time in the field. Let's put it that way.
Are there any concerns about Ashwin's fitness? And secondly, you said the message before this test was mental rest, clear your mind. What message do you give them now?
Same thing, because they've had 3 back-to-back test matches. It's been hard. You know, take a break. You know, remember the good things you did in this test match and take that forward. You know, but remember, you've got to start afresh. As far as Ashwin goes, I think he'll be okay, because the fact that he bowled, you know, 20-25 overs, you know, clearly suggests it's not that bad. This break will be ideal for him. 8 days. If you're a test match starting in 3 days' time, well, that would have been a problem.
Final question in English.
When AL catching so safely at second slip in this game, do you think she now provides India a long-term slip option? And how do you see his development as a slip fielder, especially with England themselves dropping so many home conditions?
No, you'll have to keep him there, because it seems to come naturally to him. You know, he's been a wicket keeper in his time, you know, at the under-19 level. So, you know, he's got a good pair of hands. And slip catching, just like batting and bowling, it's all about confidence, you know. Once you start taking those catches, your mindset, you know, starts believing that you can catch anything. So, you know, it's good he's taken so many catches in this game, and knowing him, he's going to work even harder because you start taking pride in, you know, doing what you do well.
Final question, Amit sir.
Your test match could be jinkar te asa vatta ki ek don bowler ek don batsman top performance karta parantu jeva almost 11 players contribute karta teva samadhan jast mhetle satisfaction jast mhetle
answer in english hindi marathi changla vatta far changla vatta jeva sagla performance karto na maza yeto asa batting bowling ani fielding
captain cha performance badal
kya kay sangaycha eta kay sangaycha asa असं खेळणार मग वेल प्लेडच सांगायचं आहे बाकी काय सांगायचं आता चॅम्पियन प्लेअर आहे
थँक्यू थँक्यू रवी थँक्यू थँक्यू